Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We live in this beautiful land of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He owns it. He owns yourself. He owns myself as well. And as a Muslim, I am to be loyal and obedient to my Allah Azza wa Jal and my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if I obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I obey my nafs, nafsul ammara, my ego, my desires, if I obey the whispers of shaitan, if I obey my friends that are taking me towards immoral activities, then what will be my end? A question that we should ask ourselves. The beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said in a thought-provoking hadith, Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. That one who follows my commandment will enter Jannah, and the one who disobeys me will be the one who denies. Now, which category do I fit in? I have to think about myself. Don't look at this person and that person, what he is doing, what she is doing, what they are saying. Look at myself. Concentrate on myself. As a Muslim, as a believer, as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which direction is my life going in? Is it in the direction of obedience to Allah azza wa jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or disobedience to them? Something for us to seriously contemplate over. Another blessed hadith: none amongst you can become a true believer until his desire becomes subservient to what I have brought, what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. So let's seriously and sincerely ask ourselves that, am I doing things, saying things, am I living my life in subservience to what my master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought or not? And then I'll have an inclination, I'll have some kind of understanding as to which direction my life is heading in. Because we all want Jannah, we all want paradise. I have to work for it. I have to work towards it. And yes, a person will only be admitted into Jannah out of the rahmah and mercy of the most merciful Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let's think about this and let us fine-tune the way we are living our lives in conformity to obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.